Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached America Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young speaking, your host. We're going to be joined tonight with Selena Lindsay as our guest. She comes on every Monday on the broadcast, and she's got a wealth of information. Tonight's topic is arthritis, inflammation, and food. There are at least 100 different types of arthritis. The top ones are osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. What is arthritis? What causes arthritis? Can you inherit arthritis? Who should be treated for this condition? Will medication help? Another hot topic, your host, Paulette Young, joined with Selena Lindsay. If you want to be on the air, just call 858-769-4936, press 1, and join the conversation. This broadcast will reach countries all over the globe. I'm your host, Paulette Young. Okay. What is arthritis? It's a form of, you end up with inflammation of the joint, or you can call it a joint disorder. So it involves inflammation of one or more of your joints. It can be in your fingers, it can be in your ankle, your shoulders, your knees, wherever your joints are. Symptoms include joint pain, or say you can't move the toes or the fingers. You may have arthritis. You may have redness, swelling, how you move, say, your hip. You may have a decrease in range of motion because all that affects the joint. You have different forms of arthritis. You have one that's called rheumatoid arthritis. It's a autoimmune form of arthritis. You end up with stiffness and swelling, lots of pain, and sometimes you can't even move those joints when you have that one. Sometimes people wonder, well, can you be born with it? You can have, you can be subject to rheumatoid arthritis because of your DNA makeup. Some of the treatment, resting, applying ice or heat. You may have to lose weight. Exercise is important. Or you may have to have a body part replaced. Some of the medications that are used is ibuprofen, something called paracetamol are some of the things that are used. Can a baby have arthritis or rheumatoid arthritis? Yes. There are people that are subject to it because of their genetic makeup. Okay, we're joined by Lindsay. Hi, Selena.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Do you let the audience know who you are and just a few things about yourself, and then we'll get started.
Good evening to all that are within the sound of my voice. I am Selena A. Lindsay, and I am a former CPA for over 30 years. I've worked for a number of different companies. In addition to that, I basically call myself an entrepreneur. I own a trucking company in which I have 54 guys, which are leased to me, and I have probably about another 25 trucks that I actually own. In addition to that, I sit on a lot of different boards, nonprofit, and I try to assist them, which I believe is everybody has a purpose, and my purpose is to use whatever little talent that God has given me to be able to help those that are unable to help themselves and facilitate entities that help people that do likewise. We'll talk a little bit more about that after the show.
Okay, great. As I did some of the research, and you know a little bit more than I do on this topic, there are over 100 different types of arthritis. The two leading ones is the osteoarthritis and the rheumatoid arthritis. You want to talk about, I'll say a little bit about the osteo, and you can run it with the rheumatoid. Anyway, the most common forms are the osteo, as I had said, and the rheumatoid. Osteoarthritis usually occur with age, as you get older, you may fingers, toes, joints may become stiff, knees, and that type of thing. So you end up with, it's a degenerative joint disease. A lot of time people, they'll feel it in their joint. Okay, go ahead, Selena. Why don't you say, you know, what osteoarthritis is?
Well, osteoarthritis is usually because the in certain points, especially the joints, they have either calcified and these various different joints are, virtually speaking, especially in the knees, worn out. And they get to a point that they are bone to bone, which causes the pain and inflammation. And basically for either type of arthritis, osteoarthritis or RA, commonly called rheumatoid arthritis, there is basically no cure, just a matter of being able to make you comfortable. And there are other various methods or approaches by various different physicians as to how they deal with it. A lot of people, especially, it's a common thought that it's like my children. They don't feel that you get arthritis until you get old. But if the truth be told, arthritis can happen to virtually anybody. There are more incidents of people that are more prone to having arthritis, especially those that have, say, broken a bone or broken a finger or participated in various different types of sports where they utilize a certain extremity to a big deal, such as, say, a baseball player or a preferably the pitcher, which, you know, his arm is constantly throwing, or, say, an athlete that runs or basketball, you know, jumping up and down on your knees because of the pressure. Most people don't realize, and there was once a study of how much pressure because, for instance, downtown L.A., they kept having cracked sidewalks, and they couldn't figure out what was cracking the sidewalk. And they found out the women with the high heels on. Because when you place your foot down and you're wearing a high heel, approximately 600 pounds of pressure per square inch is distributed to that concrete. So imagine what happens when you jump up and down and the pressure that you're distributing to your knees, and your knees have to absorb that. And in between your knees, there's some cartilage, which is supposedly, it allows you to bend the knee and it gives you the flexibility. When that is worn out, then basically that's when you become a participant in osteoarthritis. And it becomes a bone situation, and virtually you end up with two doctors. One would be a bone specialist, and the secondary one would be an arthritis specialist. Moving onward, when we talk about rheumatoid arthritis, which, you know, I can kind of rattle my mouth a little bit because I'm one of the people that have rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is preferably, I'd like to say, an immune disease. Because it definitely affects your immune system. And some of the things you're dealing with, first of all, there is no cure for it. People tend to, again, inflammation, and primarily with the topic of this show, are foods the cause of that. In my own case, one of the most stunning things was that a food that I constantly ate, and never would have thought it was my problem, or really a couple of them, I kind of knew it would, I would kind of get a light little rash from, say, oranges. But
oh, wow.
I would still eat it. Okay. I would just say, well, you know, if I broke out with a rash, I won't eat any orange this week. I'll eat some next week. And unwittingly, not realizing that it's also creating inflammation, and that this swelling up, it creates the pain. Because technically I'm allergic to almost all citrus. And more stunningly, it became as, kind of went through this because more or less to say, it was discovered in 2011 that I had rheumatoid arthritis, went to several doctors. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. And then they do have a test. It's called the T-cell test. When you take that test without a doubt, you have rheumatoid arthritis.
That test, can you say the name again?
It's a T-cell test.
Oh,
when it comes back and the T-cell comes back positive, then without a doubt, you have rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm.
And it's a very definitive test so that they can skip away from all of the lupus. I was diagnosed with some of everything, every kind of thing they could think of. You know, they like, don't eat beans, you know, because, you know, they wanted to give me what they call a rich man's disease. and it wasn't any of that. It was definitively rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, wow.
It affects your immune system because what happens is you end up with more white cells than red cells. And rheumatoid arthritis mimics many diseases. It's a great chameleon.
Mm-hmm.
It mimics some of everything. different people have different kinds of things, but some of the more notable facts are the swelling. For instance, you'll see pictures, if you go on the internet, of a person's fingers that are crooked. And these are things that, after a great deal of time, these are some of the deformities with your hands, and it's commonly known to affect all of your joints, and more commonly in your hands, your ankles and your knees, your hips, your back. These areas also, from time to time, you know, the swelling, the throbbing, and they use a variety of different drugs, which, you know, some of the most common, of course, are steroids and Metroplex, and which is actually used for cancer. And some things, you know, some people would think, darn if you do and darn if you don't. And quite frankly, if you don't, you're going to experience more pain, and you will become more and more deformed. None of these drugs cure the problem. They just slow it down.
Yeah. Wow. And then I wanted
and
to mention...
And the other thing...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
The other thing that they have to do when you have rheumatoid arthritis, because of some of the drugs, it means you have to take blood tests. And these blood tests allow them to... see what your white cell count is and how much inflammation and things you're experiencing with that particular disease. And it helps them be more definitive about what type of drugs to give you or how much to give you to be able to control it, or more or less to say alleviate some of the problems and slow it down.
Wow. And then I learned that I know you have rheumatoid arthritis, but they said you also have different types of what they call rheumatic diseases. And in that category, it included gout, lupus, fibromyalgia, septic arthritis, to name a few. So the same treatment that they would do, I guess for you, for the arthritis, they would also, rheumatoid arthritis, they will also use on some of these other conditions too.
Well, some of their favorite stuff is, some of their favorite stuff is a NSAID, which is more or less to say your isobutyrin, aspirin, those kinds of things.
Did you find that worked?
Well, they are very effective for a while, but eventually, you, as when you read the bottle, it basically tells you it won't be long before, you know, your stomach is going to, you can possibly have ulcers or the thing, you get jaundice and you turn, you know, because it affects your liver.
That's why that it does affect your, you take the medicine to stop one thing and then the medicine turns around and destroys another part of the
right.
body.
It's gonna, something's going to take you out, right?
Right. So, and how do you feel about the steroids? Because that steroids decrease inflammation.
Well, the steroids, and one of their favorites is progesterone. And you know, the different strokes for different folks. Preferably, in my particular case, you know, I gave it back to the doctor because, number one, if you're having trouble with your knees, then you certainly don't want to gain weight. And then secondary, when you start thinking about, well, do I see a train over there. Do I want to go stand in front of it? It's time for you to get the drug back to the doctor that it's not working. And in addition to that, you know, it kind of takes your hair out. Because one of them, like Mexitrec, it's a drug which is also utilized for cancer.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. And they said, I know with it being an inflammatory disease, that it gets worse over time. Now they did write that in a medical journal that there are rare cases it goes into remission without treatment. Now I want to know, what did they do for that one?
Well, it does. In my particular case, from time to time, the inflammation, all of a sudden, just like it started, it will stop. But
wow.
One of the things that also comes with it is the fact that it is a very even type drug, type disease. So whatever it did to the left side, there's no need of you thinking it's not going to do it to the right.
It's to both sides. Oh,
right.
What stops it? You know, like in your case,
well,
it'll come back up again.
Right, they don't necessarily have a cure. The drugs are getting better and better at slowing down and alleviating some of the problems that you have with that particular disease. But like I said, it's a very even type of a disease, because if your left knee is hurting, I guarantee you the right's going to start. And if your left finger gets crooked, get ready, because sooner or later your right's going to get crooked.
My right index finger was where I couldn't bend it. It was like stiff. I can bend it a little bit, but to try and go further, it wouldn't. And then, I don't know, it went away. Never came. So far, it has not come back. And I remember joking, I'm aging.
Yeah, well, you praise God with that one. And at a point, I could not close either one of my hands and had to move away from driving cars because, of course, my hands are on the steering wheel, but not holding the steering wheel. And I felt that was dangerous, because although you see handicapped people drive all the time, but I didn't particularly like that feeling at 70 miles an hour.
Well, they said part of the treatment that it required rest to let those joints rest instead of keep going. Exercise is important, but not to the point that you're not letting the different parts of the body rest.
Some things, no matter how you let it rest, when you have various different things going on on the cellular level, then,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to take a different approach, because when the white blood cell count goes up, then you're really going into that inflammatory state. And, you know, the joint, whichever joint it is, normally to touch it feels heated. At night you have a constantly throbbing or different people have different effects, and if it affects also, say, your ankles and toes, then it's going to affect the way that you walk, which throws your balance out, and even your knee. If you start walking with a cane and things like that, this is not the normal way God designed your body to walk, so next your back is probably going to start to hurt, or your hips, because of the distribution of the weight. Some of the drugs and things that they give you will create one of the worst things to happen is you begin to gain weight. Although you get some relief from the pain, now you gain weight from the drugs. And so you have to take the good with the good, the bad, and the ugly. These are things that, you know, a physician has to make some decisions. But I always tell people, you are the final bus stop and what's best for you in these given situations. But going back to the topic of the show, which is, are foods a contributor? And I would be the first to say foods are a great contributor, because foods also became the answer as to how to control this. And I have begun to take a real strong look at various different things that are around, because some of the other stuff that begins to happen, if you don't have high blood pressure, you keep having that pain. You're going to have some high blood pressure because the pain becomes intolerable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know one of the foods they said, fish. You should have at least 3 to 4 ounces of fish per week. Doesn't seem like a lot. I don't think you have to have more than that. And some of the fish they're advocating is salmon, tuna, the mackerel, and the herring, because it's H-E-R-R-I-N-G, because they have omega-3 in them, and that's known to be a inflammation fighter if you have omega-3. I was surprised
I begin to mess with a lot of different, various different herbal things like aloe, arnica, burdock, cinnamon, clove, devil's claw, green tea, hawthorn berry.
It was really great.
A slew of things that can help.
Huh?
And also, too, in your front yard, there's one that's very, very interesting. It works better than it works better than methadone, more or less, the same. It's a milkweed.
It's what?
A milkweed. Milkweed. You know, milkweeds that grow in your yard all over the place and mess your grass up?
Yeah.
That white milky fluid.
Human consumption, the
right.
Decreased inflammation? Wow.
It works right here. I mean, you won't be in pain.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Cherries
produce inflammation too. And cherries, they said they had something called anthocyanins, or if I'm pronouncing it right, anthocyanins. That has it in it, and so does, I think it's strawberries, blueberries, and it's funny, the things that are lower in sugar are good for arthritis or rheumatoid arthritis.
Well, that's the number one thing that causes pain and inflammation, sugar. And so my best suggestion, if you have either osteoarthritis or RA, get rid of the sugar.
Inflammation, or to decrease inflammation, they also suggest fruits that were lower in sugar content. You didn't hear them say orange. You already testified to oranges, because sugar, the body recognized sugar in a fruit just the way it will in a candy bar.
If a diabetic can drink orange juice to get the sugar back up in a few seconds, you know where the thing is going.
Yeah, that is too much sugar for your system. And then it's important to have things like vitamin D, calcium. People don't realize if you're low in vitamin D and you need that because for calcium absorption, you need your bones.
Well, there's one more thing that I want to tell you about, too, that most people would really need to go check this one out. In the Bible, there's a cure for arthritis.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, girl, write that one down. Do you know where it's found?
And one of the main ones is frankincense.
Oh, okay.
And the wise men, it also has another name. It's called Boswellia.
Boswellia?
And you can get Boswellia at your health food store or get it online. And people that take Boswellia, they report that they have less pain, less swelling, and improved function in just 8 weeks.
Oh. That's probably the only place you can buy it, the health food store, right?
Mm-hmm. It is a very, very strong
Bible too?
Well, what it they tested it in the lab on people that because it relieves arthritis, swelling, and inflammation, and it actually seems to repair the joints. In the lab, it shows that it deactivates the hormones that trigger inflammation and pain, and it shrinks the inflamed tissue and stimulates the all-important cartilage growth.
Wow.
And so that's a good one for people to go and take a look at that. And as I said, it's you know, it's been around since biblical times.
So where can you get frankincense from? I'm always just thinking of it in the Bible, but people can buy that?
Yes, frankincense, you can go to your, it's, the other name is called Boswellia.
Oh, it's called Boswellia, okay.
It's a flower, like a little flower. It looks like popcorn.
You,
and
can drink,
you can buy it. Yeah, you can. You can buy it from a health food store or online.
Okay. Does it come in a tea form also?
I imagine you can probably find it in a number of different forms.
Mm-hmm.
Frankincense, I like it. I like a lot of various different. Biblical scents, such as you remember the wise men also had myrrh. Myrrh is another scent from biblical times. You know, frankincense and, you know, a lot of those guys that are at the swap meet, they have their stuff, they're burning it as incense. Mm.
Yeah, they are. It's funny, you know, these things are right there, right in our Bible, and we don't realize the effect of it. Now surprised that they said that you can use soybean. You know, you can get that through tofu or this other thing called edamame, because it's been reported in males, small boys, if they're giving these soybeans over a period of time, it can make them sterile, meaning they can't have children. But for arthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, this is a bean that's recommended. And my question to you, is all soybeans bad, or is it how it's grown? You know, because how we have all these GMOs and all that, genetic modified, you know, engineering to the vegetables, to the beans, and that kind of thing. Is there a soybean that doesn't go to the through the wrong process in order to produce it, and then that one would be healthy? See, I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. I don't know if you do.
Well, I don't really have the answer to that. The only answer that I have is I do know that as I talk to more and more people, and, you know, I belong to various different clubs of different people that have various different things that are similar or have what I have. They also have osteoarthritis, that, you know, different ones, they're finding that because that's the way people are. You know, one person is allergic to a tree and another person is allergic to the plant. And so it's one of the ways of which when you go to a doctor to get to the bottom of what is it that is probably causing some of your problems, I'd be the first one to tell you it's probably right up under your nose. It's something very common that you do. And one of the ways I had to myself alineate what was which food was causing the problem was, first of all, cut the foods down to four or five so that I would know exactly what seemed to give me more problems. And then slowly, over weeks of time, add other foods back in so that I could identify what was causing problems. And one of those was a nightshade, a potato.
What, like, you're talking about the white potato, right?
Well, it's called a nightshade.
Oh, okay.
And all of the nightshades give me problems.
Oh, okay.
They were the problems with, and I love baked potatoes full of butter and all that kind of stuff. And technically, it causes, and think about it.
Yeah.
If an orange right away gives me problems, what would all of the sugar in the conversion of a potato do?
Now, for me,
inflammation.
the holistic doctor to take out the white potatoes, but it was okay to have one yam. And you'll notice that what did they put on the market here in Southern California, but it's a common thing in the Southern states, is those French fry sweet potatoes. Versus,
well, if McDonald's is French frying sweet potatoes, you know they figured out something.
So if they did that in the South, then it's a health thing, and that's the healthier potato. In fact, it's the sweet potato. There's a country in Africa that's known to have the highest incidence of twins, and they're contributed to the sweet potato. So I guess if you want more than one birth, eat a bunch of sweet potatoes. I don't know the truth behind it, but they do on record. Globally, they have the highest.
And like I said, from person to person, what works for one person may not work for another. It's just like one of the herbs that they use for brain is called soy lichen. Well, I'm allergic to soy, even though that's a good one. To help stimulate your brain and help those things, but I can't touch that stuff.
Yeah. Wow. So it depends on the makeup of your genes, your body, what your body can do. Now, I know yams,
and
I'm better off with yams than I am with the white potatoes. But, and I know the most of your holistic physicians don't want you to take the white potato at all. And then learning to get your nutritional value, because white potato is high in potassium, but so is sweet potato. So for those that, I used to always drink milk for the potassium and the calcium. And my doctor said there's other ways to get that same amount, and you don't have to touch that milk, because milk is high in sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And I know if you already have a problem, sugar is not your friend. You don't want it.
Well, you know, common to the advertisement that we're bombarded with, that milk has something for everybody. I'm one of the ones that are constantly telling people that, look at man. Man is the only thing running around that wants to be messing with an animal's breath.
Yeah.
No, even other animals don't mess with another animal's breast. But here goes man messing with an animal's breast to feed his children and tell everybody, you need to get some of this. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. So the bottom line is we need to really think about what we're doing to ourselves and learn other ways of getting those same things. I know recently I've been diagnosed, as I said last week, with mineral deficiency. Sometimes we tell ourselves, well, I'm getting older, that's why I'm tired. No, you're not. You can be 80 years old and never feel tired. But if your body's lacking things, especially minerals, it can't lack minerals. You're going to age faster, you ain't going to feel right, and you're going to slow down where you shouldn't be slowing down. You should be still quite active. But, and they don't run, there's at least 26 tests they should be doing at least once a year. It ain't done. And then if you go to a physician and you say how you're feeling, they don't run the right tests. They run all the wrong tests. So I'll tell anybody, you feeling something, Google it. Google all the minerals, then go say you have this symptom, that symptom.
I don't really tell people to go Googling. I'd rather tell them to, when they go see their physician, keep picking you one until you feel comfortable with them that they're doing something to help you with your medical problems, as opposed to trying to be your own doctor. You're going to mess around and do your own funeral, too.
That's true. If you're feeling something, stay on it. Don't give up, because there is a doctor out there that will diagnose you and treat you correctly and give them all the symptoms, because sometimes you'll have a symptom. By the time you get to the doctor, you don't feel the symptom, but that doesn't mean it's gone away. And our new medicine is supposed to, it used to be prevention. Now it's not so much prevention anymore, because if they were, then they would do the right thing, like there's tests that should be ran. In the old days, those 26 tests that are out there, they used to do them. Now, unless you show a severe symptom, all those tests aren't ran. They have to have a reason. Or you're dying, then that'll give them a reason to run every test there is, because now they've got to figure out everything. Still an advocate that the holistic doctor and MD should all be working together, not apart. Because what, you know, the insurance, everything's about saving money on various, but you need another, someone that can do the root of the problem. There's no training in medical school on the holistic part. And how come these holistic doctors can diagnose without doing all the traditional testing? And they're right on each time. It doesn't make sense. Our medicine needs to grow in that area. They need to use the whatever techniques those holistic doctors are using, regular MDs should be using also, and stop the symptom treating. And how about getting to the root of the problem? So that will save a lot of money with the medical system overall if there was a change. So that's my solution. Might not be, as you said, what do you call it, pharma or the pharmaceutical solution, because somebody's going to lose money. But one thing, the patient will be treated and get well rather than stay sick or die because you didn't get the right treatment. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, if you've been listening, you're on Blog Talk Radio, American Health Crisis. Your host, Paulette Young, along with Selena Lindsay, as our guest. Who comes with a wealth of knowledge. If you still want to join in, just call 858-769-4936 and press 1. Selena Lindsay also comes with a wealth of information for some other organization which she's a part of, and she'll get a paper and a pen and write down some of the numbers. You may need it for yourself, or you may need it for else that's requesting the information, where should I go? And she can let you know where you go and give you numbers and addresses, the whole bit. She's going to give you information right now before we close the program. Okay, Selena, you're on.
Okay.
Now, if you have some
more questions,
you're welcome to it.
Say that again.
I said, if you want to say more.
I thought of where you're located at with some new ones. The first one is called Smiles and Tears for Children Family Services, and they're located at 925 North Gary, and they're open from 9 to 5 p.m. Again, the name of the organization is Smiles and Tears for Children and Family Services. And the phone number there is 909-469-9580. The second one that we'd like to talk a little bit about is called the Palomares Park and Community Center. One of the things that they have there, they can help with homework. They have little hotspots so the kids can get on the internet, and they're located at 499 East Arrow Highway in Pomona, and they're open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The third organization is called the Thaddeus Foundation, and they are located at 640 South Gary Avenue in Pomona. Their phone number is 909-599-2111. They assist with homework, and they also have a hotspot so that those that can't afford the internet, you can go there and get on the internet and get your homework done. The next organization, which I always talk about, is Sowing Seeds for Life. Sowing Seeds for Life is located at 1350 Arrow Highway. Sowing Seeds for Life is the second largest food bank in Southern California. I sit on the board there as a director. They not only give you food, they're open on the first and the third Wednesday of every month. And again, they not only give you food, they from time to time they have clothes, shoes, and just the wealth of things that can be a benefit for you. They also have a number of different organizations that stop by, and they do what they can do in terms of maybe blood pressure or health, many a variety of different things going on there. You can find out what's going on at Sowing Seeds for Life by calling 909-293-7735, extension 232, and ask to speak to Fran Robinson, also if you have a donation or you'd like to become a volunteer. The next organization I'd like to talk about is called Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired. That organization is run by Kathy Braxton. They are located at 290 East D Street. They're in Colton, California, and they're there the fourth Saturday of every month. They give away food. They also, they're outside. They'll sometimes cook hamburgers or have pizza or something there to help those that are indigent. And all of these organizations is absolutely free. You can reach Kathy Braxton at area code 562-313-0041. The next organization is called VeteranCareSolutions.org. That is run by Ms. LaShonda Jones, and they work with veterans in being able to get them placed for housing, for services. Whatever it is that they need, they also run veterans' homes or places that veterans can stay. And you can reach LaShonda Jones at 909-329-8288. In closing, I always make a little statement. And before I do that, I'll talk about one other organization which I think is important, which is Camp Corral. Camp Corral is a free summer camp for military children with priority giving to a wounded or disabled or fallen military family. Camp Corral, you can reach them at www.campcorral.org. And the phone number there is 855-605-1267. They really help these guys, and they help families in being able to be functional and get through the tragedy of sort of being left out. In closing, I always make a statement. And the statement goes something like this. I am pro-poor, interacting with the poor in a way that provides choice and dignity. I believe in fishing rods rather than fish. I also believe in implementing sustainable environmental practices. In addition, I believe that changing these behaviors will change the way that things are that contribute to poverty. I am Selena A. Lindsay. I thank you for listening to our show, and I look forward to talking and speaking on another hot topic next week. Good night.
All right. Thank you. Be on the air again next Monday, same time, 8 p.m. Pacific time. You can call in at any time or call in.